Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 31.
Next up to the plate, batting 355, Rootless Voicings number one.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 31. We are just cruising right along. I am your host, Brendan Lowe, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast today and every day if you've been listening to the previous episodes. In this episode, I'm going to be going over some more advanced rootless voicing. So, I'm getting away from some of the boring things that I've been talking about, dealing with theory, and it's important you know that, obviously, to build a foundation, but I'm going to be advancing you guys in your left-hand voicings, which is really going to help you create that jazz sound that everybody's looking for. And I just had a lesson with a student who actually found me off the website or online, who was in Napa by the name of Tom, and we went over these voicings for him as well. And I did write a blog article, which you can go and see on the website we are associated with at jazzpianoschool.com, and type in and search for rootless voicings. And so our rootless voicings are what I'm going to be talking about today. I just want to take a brief second just to talk about my gig this weekend, actually, which was with the Satin Dolls. It was really fun. And it was with three girls who are part of this group called the Satin Dolls, and they do really, really old standards and Broadway type music, and it was just a fun gig. But it was so funny because I posted a video. There was three other bands playing. We were the first set, and so we had to sound check first, which we did. And there was only one stage, so we had to move all our equipment off. And then there was two other rock bands that were going on after us. So my group was sitting there waiting during the sound check of the rock band, while they were just blasting, like, I mean, full on blasting hard rock, just electric guitar screaming. It was just so hilarious because we just, you know, the difference in styles. We're just sitting there, this jazz, you know, we're all dressed in suits and black ties, you know, and then there's just like this rock band with t-shirts and like metal hanging off everywhere, chains and jewelry. It was just, man, if you guys could have seen this picture, been a fly on the wall, yeah, I'm sure it would have made you laugh. But anyway, so I had a fun weekend. I was working really hard for all these charts we had to learn, and so I'm back to updating the Lick of the Days on Instagram and Facebook, and getting some podcasts out. So that's where I'm at. Course is coming along very nicely. Just kind of going over the website interface right now, and I'm about to start filming all the videos for the textbook that I've created for the beginner and intermediate courses, which will be released in November. So be on the lookout. If you go to the website or if you get on the email address, be on the lookout. I'm going to take on a group of people that want to be the first group to experience the course. So I'm not going to open up completely to the public, so I will have to turn away some people as the course, as I launch the course, because I want to get feedback on it and make it as good as possible. And so that's why I'm going to be turning away a couple people. You know, I'll have a max number of people that I'm going to accept. So if you're interested in being part of that initial core group to go through the course and be a part of that, then join the email list and I can send you a email on where to sign up for that. But it will be coming in the future, so don't worry about it just now. Let's get into these rootless voicings. In the next couple episodes, I've been getting a lot of requests for different things, so they're not going to flow as consistently as possible because I want to get these education pieces out for some people that have requested certain topics like bass lines, ear training, some more advanced harmonic things. So I'm going to be kind of pushing the carriage a little bit faster now, you know what I mean? So going at a quicker pace and trying to get some more material out there for intermediates and advanced people. But these rootless voicings are the key to your left-hand voicings and voicings in general starting to deal with extensions. All right, so I'm going to give you guys a brief intro on what extensions are right now because they're going to be used in these rootless voicings. So, rootless voicings have certain extensions. Now, what an extension is basically an extension off of our major scale, and there'll be notes. So here's our major scale. Right, our C major scale. Now, we count these notes by the degrees of the scale. So C is 1, right? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, if I continue upward counting, I'm going to have 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and so on and so forth. Now, those are called extensions. Those notes are called extensions because they're extensions to the scale. But they can also be extensions to a chord. So if I play a C major 7 chord, and let's say I play this note on top of a C major chord, I'm going to play a D on top of my C major 7 chord. That serves as an extension to my chord because we have our root position chord and it's an extension on top of it, right? Thus the word extension. Now that note is also called a 9 because if we count up, right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, that's the 9th degree of our scale. And it creates this nice color on top of our C major 7 chord. Now there's certain types of extensions that work better over certain chords. So over a major 7 chord, there's a couple extensions. And I'm not gonna get into this just yet, but I just want you to know some of the extensions because I'm gonna be going over the 9 and the 13 in these rootless voicings that I'm gonna be showing you. So that's the 9. We also need to know the 13. So if we, again, we can count up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Wow. Okay, so here's our C major 7 chord, and there's the 13 on top. Now these notes don't have to be way above the chord, or you know, learning where to place the notes is a art form. You know, is what we'll get into later. Like we can place them within the chord. So I might play a C major 7 chord with the 13 in it, which sounds like this. It's hard to hear the 13 in there. But instead of this, so here's our root position, C major 7. Now here's me adding that A natural, which is the 13, right? So, you know, it's not really an extension. It's not on top of the chord anymore, but we can still call it a color tone. So any notes that we pick out of our extensions can serve as colors within our chord. Now let's get into our rootless voicings, now that you know a little bit about the 9 and the 13. So I'm going to show you two structures right now that are gonna serve for voicings in your left hand as you're soloing. Now, up until this point, we've talked about certain types of left hand voicings you can use while soloing or improvising or playing the melody, okay? So we can use root position chords, right? Let's say we have a 2-5-1, we could play D minor 7, going to G7, going to C major 7. You know, so if I'm soloing, right, so my left-hand voicings are all root position chords. We can also voice lead inversions, and I have a podcast episode on that and lots of blog posts. So if you guys don't know how to do that, please go back and revisit voice leading inversions. So I can go from my root position, D minor 7, to my second inversion, G7, to my root position, C major 7. Now, voice leading is great because we're not jumping around and we don't need to move our left hand so far. And also sounds better to the ear because the voices are moving smoothly. So, okay, I'm just kind of soloing my right hand very diatonically. We can also change our inversion. So we don't have to voice lead all the time, but I could use maybe first inversion, D, D7. You know, maybe jump to the first inversion of G7 and maybe third inversion of my C major 7. Okay, so I could play, so these types of voicings, I can use any sort of inversions. Like if I'm playing Autumn Leaves, you know, it starts with a 2-5-1. I'm just voice leading my inversions. Now we haven't really learned any other voicings besides just our root position chords and inversions of our root position chords. And that's exactly what I'm going to show you today. So as we're playing in groups or even by ourselves, because the bass player is going to have the roots, right, down in a low end, we don't really need to play them in our voicing because it's going to create more of a muddled sound. So for example, this sounds even kind of muddy. But if I lift this, if I play my root down here, and then I jump to 3, 5, and 7, it sounds a little bit better. Like it sounds very rich instead of doing this. Okay? So we want, normally we want to leave the bass notes for the bass end because that's what they're there for. And then our voicing will play other notes besides the root because we've just played the root down here, so we don't need to add it into our voicing up here. So it's kind of redundant almost. So what we want to do is we're going to change that, and that thus the name rootless voicings, because there's going to be no root in our voicings anymore. Okay, so the way I'm going to do this is by numbers that are based off of the one of the chord that we're on. And I'm going to do this for a 2-5-1. So in a 2-5-1, in the key of C, we have D minor 7. Now the one, I'm not talking about diatonic harmony anymore. So when I say the one, I don't mean the one of C, which is a C major 7 chord. I'm talking about the first degree of our chord. So in the in over our D minor 7, the one is D. Our third is F, and our fifth is A, and the seventh is C. So I'm not saying numbers pertaining to the key of C anymore. I'm saying the numbers pertaining to the chord that we're on. And that can get very confusing for people sometimes. So here we go. Over our 2 minor 7 chord, in any key, the degrees of the chord that you're going to use pertaining to the chord is going to be 3, 5, 7, 9. So that 9 is the extension. So over our D minor 7 chord, D is the 1, right? We're going to use the 3rd of the D chord. We're going to use the 5th, the 7, and the 9. And our root is down below. Hear that nice chord there? I'm going to switch up my hands here. Okay? So 3, 5, 7, 9. Now that 9 serves as a color, and these are like, for everybody, they're like, oh my god, this is the sound I'm looking for. These are the jazz voicings that you're looking for. And from here, we're going to be able to expand out and really build upon this. So you can use this minor structure in any key. If I want to play an F minor 7 rootless voicing, I'm going to take 3, 5, 7, and 9 of my F minor 7 chord. So F is the root, so I'm not going to use that, right? I'm going to start with my 3rd. 5, 7, and 9, right? Which is, you can also think about as the 2. Now remember, the 2 of my F chord, okay? So F is the 1, the 2 would be my G. Okay, a whole step away. So back to the key of C, we have our 3, 5, 7, 9. Now, how do we move to our dominant chord? Now, all we're going to do is simply take our second finger, our index finger in our left hand, I'll show you how to do it in our right hand, and drop it down a half step. And this will serve as our 5 chord over G7. Okay? So we're going to go from 3, 5, 7, 9 over our D minor 7 or any minor 7. And we're going to drop our 7 down a half step. So 3, 5, 7, we're going to move that down a half step. And that's going to create our second chord. Now, let me tell you the degrees of our second chord. Because G is now our new 1, right? I'm saying 1 because it's the root of the G dominant chord. In the key that I'm working, that we're working in now, it's the 5 though, okay? So you can refer to this G, the G7 chord is the 5 of C, but the note G in its chord tones, the note G is the 1 of the chord, and that's what I'm talking about right now. So the degrees of the chord are going to be 7, 9, you can also think about that as 2, 3, and 13, right, or the 6, and that creates your chord, 7, 9, 3, 13, and G is our root, our 1. Okay, so we went from this 3, 5, 7, 9 of D to 7, 9, 3, 13 of our G chord. Okay, now to resolve it, we're going to use the same structure we started with over the D minor 7 chord, 3, 5, 7, 9. of our C chord. So C is the root, and we're going to use 3, 5, 7, and 9, and C is our new 1. Okay, so here's the full 2-5-1. Sounds beautiful, doesn't it? It's awesome. When I first learned these, you know, I don't know, I think it was like in 8th grade, I was like, oh my god, these are awesome. So, if there's any one pointer, like, practice these, like, till you're just seeing double of all these chords. Like, these are just going to really advance your playing to the next level. And you'll find these in all the books you've bought. If you've bought in books, they're in every single piano education book out there ever. And most of the time, like, you've probably looked at them and been like, oh, I can't understand. This is exactly what I did, at least. I would look through the book and be like, I don't really know what there's going on. I don't know what he's talking about. And it's hard to learn it out of a book when someone's not teaching you it. But this is what it is right here. This is what they're teaching you. So the rootless voicing, 3, 5, 7, 9. And you could see them in a lot of different variations and stuff like this, but this is the pure rootless voicing in its entity. So I can use these voicings to solo over with. And if a bass player, if I'm playing with a group, I'm using my rootless voicings pretty much only to solo. I don't have a bass player now, but they would be playing the roots, right? All my left hand is doing is playing the rootless voicings. Now listen to the difference if I start playing inversions versus the rootless voicings I was just using, okay? So it sounds a little different, right? It doesn't sound bad necessarily, but that those rootless voicings give you that jazz sound, that jazz texture. Okay, and so again, we have 3, 5, 7, 9 of our minor 7 chord in a 2-5-1. Now, if we're playing it in our right hand, our third finger is going to move down a half step as we move to the 5-7 chord, or in this case, our G7 chord. And then everything moves back to 3, 5, 7, 9 of the 1 chord. Okay? Now, we want to practice these through all the keys. So what I recommend doing first is learning them in the different keys, you know. So let's go to the key of F and do the same thing. And actually, I'll probably cut this podcast because I don't want to teach you both structures in one podcast. It'll be too much information. So let's go to the key of F, and I'll show you that. So in the key of F, what is our 2 chord? Okay, it's our G minor 7 chord. So you can see how we're advancing off our diatonic harmony now, right? So if you went through the episodes of diatonic harmony, then you'll be fully prepared for this. So our 2 chord is our G minor 7. Now, once we know our 2 chord, because we're doing 2-5-1s, right? We're gonna, what degrees do we use for our minor 7 chord? 3-5-7-9. Okay, so from our G chord, G is the 1, right? It's the 2 chord in the key of F, but we want to find the root is the 1 in order to find our degrees. B flat's the 3rd, D is the 5, F is the 7, and A is the 9, right? A whole step away from the root up top. Now from here, a little trick, right? Again, we just move our 7 down a half step. In this case, it's the note F. So the second note from the top. We're going to just move that down a half step, and we already get our 5, our chord for our dominant 7 chord. And again, you remember the degrees for this? 7, 9, 3, 13. So over a C7, C is now our new 1. So we're playing 7 on the bottom, which is B flat, 9, which is D, E, which is the 3rd of C, right? C is the 1, C, D, E, 3, and A, which is the 13, okay? Or the 6, you can think about that as the 6, right? So we have 7, 9, 3, 13. Then we go back to our original structure, 3, 5, 7, 9. A, C, E, G, okay? So see if you can get comfortable with this pattern in both hands. You want to practice with both hands. So I'd practice, and you need to hit the root because that's going to help you. I'd hit the root for two beats. One, two, chord, two, one, two, chord, two, one, two, chord, two. And when you're practicing with your right hand, your left hand will play the bass note. So my right hand will play the chords now. Two, you can count for four beats. Three, four, one, two, three, four, and one, two, three, four. All right, so practice the chords in both hands. And the jumping, actually, I'm sorry. Initially, I wouldn't do the jumping. So just practice the movements. You can actually take your right hand and cross over, actually, and play the bass notes. And if that's too complicated, don't even worry about it. Just try and practice the voicings in your left hand so that you find them. And then go to your new key, the key of F. Now, you'll notice a lot of tricks to learning these voicings. Like, over our D minor 7, if we take our 3, 5, 7, 9, what chord is this? Right? This chord here that we're playing, even though the D is the root, it's an F major 7 chord, right? So there's a lot of mental tricks. I don't want you to necessarily think about it like that, but if you, because you'll get confused, am I playing F major or D minor 7? But in order to visualize it at first, you can use these mental visual tricks to see that. So I'm actually playing an F major 7 chord, but the D is the root. Now here, this is a little tricky. That's not really gonna form any chord that we've learned just yet. But then again, the last chord over the C major 7, or the major chord in the 2-5-1, what chord is this here that I'm playing? 3-5-7-9 of our C major. We're actually just playing an E minor 7 root position chord. And then the C is in the bass. Okay? So hopefully I explained that well, because that can definitely get confusing. Now, if you're confused, okay, please leave a comment in the comment section underneath the podcast on the website. And you can go to jazzpianoschool.com/podcast/episode31, and that will be this episode here. And if you have questions about this, leave the questions in the comment section and I will help you with them, okay? And actually, guys, I prefer, if you have questions, again, if you have any questions, please feel free to email me at any time. But I always enjoy comments. I want other people, when you see a comment there, you're more likely to add a comment to a blog or anything like that. So for some people, and I always felt this way too, because I'm kind of shy, actually, even though I'm doing all this stuff, I was never one to ask questions a lot, unless I saw some other people asking questions, then I'd be like, okay, I'll ask my question. But no one wants to be the first one to ask a question, really. So if someone could help the community out and ask a question, please do it on the blog, and then that way, if so, other people had questions, they can ask their questions as well. Thank you everyone for your comments and everything else like that, the support. I've been getting a lot of great emails and just tweets and everything like that on Facebook, just saying keep up the great work, and I'm learning so much, and I just really, really appreciate it. That's exactly why I'm doing this. So for everyone reaching out to me, I really appreciate it. And everyone just following me in general, thank you for using the information and helping me to continue to do this work. So that's it for the end of this podcast. If you could leave a review, I'd really appreciate it. 5-star rating, that'd be awesome. And in the next episode, I will be going over the second rootless voicing structure. All right, so that's it, everyone. Take care and happy practicing.